Amen. The talk today is called Mission Possible, and we're going to be thinking about mission, what it actually means, what sort of a mission are we on, how can we be on that mission here in our own context. Now, some of you have said to me that it was only a couple of weeks, but I was away for a couple of weeks because I took myself off on a little adventure, because I like to do that sometimes. So just to sort of contextualise, I booked myself a little break. I booked myself a flight, I booked myself a youth hostel, I bought some travel insurance, of course, as you do, and off I went to Bucharest in Romania for 8 nights I booked. It was just a little break, a bit of time to be completely away from everything, because I like to write, to reflect, to pray, to chat to people, and it was a really good time of refreshment. And I was thinking about that as I was preparing for today, and I was thinking, what is it that God wants me to share today? And it got me thinking about mission. It got me thinking about what it means to be on a mission. And the game that we played, sort of a game, was all about thinking about, okay, let's go and do particular things. I'm sure you can think of times that you've been on a mission, whether it's something you need to go and do, something you need to go and buy. Maybe you're going somewhere you haven't been before and it's a bit complicated to get there. But what does mission actually mean? How do we define it? Is it an aim? Is it an idea? Is it a dream? In the workplace, we talk a lot about a mission statement. Yeah, you've heard that phrase. This is our mission statement. This is what we are about. That's what we're meant to be doing. That's what we're meant to be aiming for. And people get sent on a mission to go and do things. I've realised quite how much we use the term, sometimes quite casually, in terms of going to go and do things. So I looked into what the word actually means. I like my derivations of words. So the word mission is from the Latin missio, which is the act of sending somebody or someone to go and do something. And it was first used in a Christian context in the 16th century by the Jesuits, when they were sending people globally to establish churches. Now, obviously, in biblical terms, there are plenty of stories of mission. So Christ's mission, Paul's many missions. You'll be familiar with the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19, where Jesus says, "Go and make disciples of all nations." But I'm thinking less today about global mission and more today about how we can be Christ to people. How can we be the mission? How can we serve the people that we come across in the way that Jesus would? And I wanted to tell you a little story about something that happened to me when I was on the way to this adventure. And I was at Luton Airport. Anyone been to Luton Airport? Yeah? You can get there directly from Plumstead, you know. The Thames Link goes directly, but make sure you buy a ticket all the way to Luton Airport. Otherwise, you have to pay separately for the Luton Dart. And don't get me started on the Luton Dart. Anyway, I was there in the middle of this airport departure lounge, and I heard this lady say something to somebody, and he didn't seem to understand what she was saying. And I sort of turned round, and we made eye contact, and I said, are you okay? And she looked at me and she said, "I need some help." And I thought, right, okay, what do you need? This was in the middle of a very, very busy departure lounge at Luton Airport. She said, "I need someone to help me put my socks on." And I thought, right, okay, I can do that. So I said to the lady next to me, a complete stranger, who was reading a pink fairy magic book to a small child, so I decided she was trustworthy. Could she possibly watch all my stuff whilst I helped this complete stranger with her socks? At that moment, that is what that lady needed. She needed help with a very sort of practical thing. And it was quite comical because these compression socks were angry. They were angry compression socks. And I was wrestling an angry compression sock in the middle of the Luton Airport departure lounge. Whilst this lady was just chatting away with me about all sorts of stuff, at the same time quite firmly criticising the way I was putting on the socks. But we got there. And I thought at that moment, that was my mission to her, to help her with something really practical. That was what she needed. And it was, yeah, maybe a slightly strange thing to do, but that is what she needed in that moment. I'm not sure what the rest of the people sitting around were thinking. And I'd assume that this lady was by herself. There was no support until right at the end, a random man came up and she went, "Oh, that's my husband. Come on, let's go." And I thought, hang on a minute. But off they hobbled to go and pick up their to go and catch their flight. But in that moment, that is what she needed. Let's look at the psalm that Oliver Toby kindly brought us earlier. The reason I chose this was for the third verse. "Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples." The idea is that we can declare his glory by being God to the people that we come across in our daily lives, by loving the people that God puts in front of us, wherever we are, whatever we are doing. And in doing this, people will feel the love of God. Think for a moment. Who has God put in front of you? And how does he want you to be him to them? Now, it's easy to get distracted in this life by what we're doing, by where we're going. But are we looking for opportunities to serve people and to meet their immediate needs? If we jump to our New Testament reading, so this is the story of the Ascension, which we looked at fairly recently, but I'm not choosing it for that. I'm choosing it for verse 8. "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Those words, "you will be my witnesses." Jesus here is speaking to his disciples. He speaks to them at that time, but that same verse speaks to us at this time. It is up to us to be Christ's witnesses here on earth. How are you a witness for Christ, right here, right now, amongst your friends, your family, your neighbours, complete strangers that you come across? There was another time when I was on my trip. I went on a little day trip, and I was in this huge coach with lots and lots of other people, and there were so many times when people didn't have what they needed, and so I was providing tissues and first aid and all sorts of things in order to help people in their immediate moment of need. Lots of our mission here at St. John's is very practical. Christ's love in action. That's why we have a food bank. That's why we have youth club for local children and young people. That's why we have messy church, craftenoons, opportunities for the community to come together, to feel God's love in action and to further our mission as a a church. We are called to be witnesses for Christ, to be Christ to others always, whether we know them or not. So what is your response? What are you thinking? How can you help to advance the mission? This is mission possible. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you.